KSL at Night.
Welcome back to KSL at Night. You're with Taylor Morgan and Adam Gardner. Adam, incredible first show. It feels like you've been doing this for a very long time. So,
well, thank you.
Very well done.
Hours, at least.
We had a lot of great topics tonight. There's a lot happening. Everything from landmark legislation coming out of Congress this weekend to the upcoming state Republican Party convention on Saturday and some huge, huge political races here in the state. But perhaps, Adam, we have saved the most monumental, perhaps the most controversial topic for now. For the last segment of your first show, Adam, first, are you a hockey person, number one? And number two, what is your favorite name for Utah's new NHL hockey team?
Look, I feel like I've been an NHL expert now for well over 2 months. And
you and the rest of Utah.
The rest of Utah. Yep. I have not been into hockey. I have rarely gone to Grizzlies games, okay. Although when I go, I absolutely love it. But the prospect of a hockey team coming to Utah gets me incredibly excited. I can't wait to be a fan, and I can't wait to wear whatever type of gear comes out.
Yeah.
But I need it to be a really cool name.
Okay.
And my favorites so far are kind of, I think one's a little higher than the other. I really like the Yetis.
Ooh.
And I really like the Outlaws.
Okay.
Those
okay.
are my two favorite.
Okay, I am fully with you. I am 100% on board with the Yetis, the Utah Yetis. I did a little bit of research on this over the last week, Adam. As you said, we are all hockey experts now that last week it became officially official in an event on Friday at the Delta Center right next door where we had the National Hockey League Commissioner. We had Ryan Smith, Smith Entertainment Group. We had Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall and other dignitaries all come together.
And this is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Teams don't move that often. Teams
we are not getting the Arizona often. Coyotes, and there is a huge amount of excitement here. I believe going into the weekend, Ryan Smith, owner of Smith Entertainment Group, owner of the team, announced that over 22,000 Utahns had already put down deposits for season tickets. It's
within
incredible.
Just a couple of hours.
Incredible. We also know last week it was reported that there were some trademark applications filed for potential names of a hockey team. We don't know exactly who the group is that filed these or what their connection to the Smith Entertainment Group is, but the names that were trademarked last week are Utah Hockey Club, Utah HC. I think HC is, of course, an abbreviation of Hockey Club.
And I think I represent all of Utah when I say, please don't choose
please
either
no.
of those two.
Utah Blizzard, of course. The
kind of cool.
The whole 2Z thing, I think, needs to go away. So I'm not a huge
Except
fan of that.
Except this is like real.
It's too close to Avalanche. I don't know if this is real. It's too spot on
no,
to
I get
not
it.
Be
that
real.
That makes sense.
Okay, Utah Blizzard, Utah Fury, and Utah Venom. Those were all trademarked last Tuesday. This is before it was announced that it was official that the Arizona Coyotes of the NHL would be coming to Utah. However, just recently, Utah Yetis was also trademarked.
That's what I like to see.
That is my favorite name. Listeners, if you're confused about the plural form of a Yeti, it is Yetis. You know, it's confusing because Yeti could be perceived as being plural. I've been misusing Yeti. Indeed, Yeti is not multiple Yetis. However, I did a little research over the weekend, Adam, to find out what do we call a grouping of Yetis, like a large group of Yetis. Two different names for the grouping of Yetis seem to be the correct name, and that
I'm
is
like literally on the edge of my
a
seat.
Flurry of Yetis or
I
a
love this.
Blizzard of Yetis. Those are the
what?
Two grammatically correct names for a group of Yetis. So
you can
Adam,
get both.
I'm telling you, we could have the Utah Flurry. That's a little Dairy Queen-ish, or I'm not sure, but no, I'm sorry, that is McDonald's, the McFlurry. But we could have the Utah Flurry, and the Yeti could be the mascot. Or maybe Blizzard isn't the worst thing after all, if
yeah.
indeed it's a Yeti mascot. And we have to do the Yeti mascot, Adam.
I agree.
We have to. No question. Outlaws. I've heard the name Outlaws bantered about. That also seems to have some support. Tell me about that.
So I want to kind of go back to this a little bit, because if we name our team the Salt Lake City Flurry, it sounds a lot like Slick Flurry if you abbreviate it, and that can't happen in the state. SLC, you can't do that.
Well, we know the name will be Utah, right? Not SLC.
Which is great. I hadn't heard that.
Yes, true story.
So it will be Utah. Look, the Utah Outlaws, I like the old-timey West.
Yeah, but we were never outlaws. We were pioneers, Adam.
Some people were outlaws. I'm not here to discriminate.
Or in Porter Rockwell, I guess. Right?
I am just here to be intimidating to people as a hockey team.
Fair enough.
Because we can't name ourselves the Utah Pioneers. I mean, we could, but that's not very intimidating.
No, it's really not. Not really. Okay, so according to odds in the gambling world, Adam.
Which I'm all about. Let's hear it.
Here are the odds on favorites for the new hockey team. Utah Blizzard, number one. Utah Venom, number two. Utah Fury, F-U-R-Y, number three. Utah Yetis in fourth place. I don't know that Venom or Fury necessarily are the best fit for Utah. We have some rattlesnakes, but we're not known for venomous, poisonous snakes here.
Is that what we're going for here with the venom?
I'm not sure. It's got to be Yetis. Not to be biased, but I am. It's got to be Yetis. So that leads us to the all-important question, Adam. Other than just our incredibly valuable opinions, how will we decide the name?
Well, I know that that Ryan Smith, the owner of the Jazz, the owner of Smith Entertainment Group, the new owner of the team, he has some ideas, and they talked about it a little bit on Pat McAfee's show. And so if we could cue up that clip.
When are we picking a name?
Actually, we're doing a bracket.
Oh, no. Ryan.
Boo.
Ryan.
Why isn't that a good thing?
Because AI will come in. You'll get bots that will take something over. You're getting Soakers whether you like
it or not.
That better be a one seed. Soakers better be a one seed, Ryan.
Hey, we've engaged Qualtrics.
Okay.
I know how to handle the AI bots. Right. We're good. Okay. And Doubleday, Doubleday and Cartwright, and I think we're going to take this down from like 8 all the way down, and the fans are going to vote for this.
Okay, Pat McAfee, that is, of course, Pat McAfee, the host of The Pat McAfee Show on ESPN. He is known for being a little bit...
crazy?
A little bit irreverent, if you will. Yeah, so a fun conversation. I thought Ryan Smith, of course, the owner of Qualtrics, that does write surveys.
This is the type of stuff they
do. Is a business. This is what they do. He knows how to do it. He knows how to protect that process and make sure it's secure. I think a bracket's interesting, Adam. At the same time... with something so important, Adam Gardner, listen, let's let Utah voters pick our next U.S. senator. But when it comes to naming our new NHL hockey team,
something important,
we have to get it right.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And I'm worried. You remember the big story years ago where I think it was in Great Britain. They did this big online survey. Hey, you can name our next our boat,
the
ship.
Coast Guard vessel or the naval vessel.
And they let the public name it. And what a disaster that
was. Bodie McBoatface.
That is what the
public
chose.
That's a disaster. I think that's the best name ever. In fact,
and it's hilarious.
Adam, I named my boat Bodie McBoatface.
I love it.
I have a black Utah custom license plate for my trailer that just says Bodie on it. That's a true story. I'll send you a photo. Yeah. I don't know. Listen, I do appreciate that Ryan Smith is going to take his time. He has said that he's going to take
time.
He's going to take the first year or so to really make sure that we get this right. But again, the excitement, the enthusiasm in Utah for this hockey team, also right before potentially getting another Olympic Games, Winter Olympic Games,
we
I think
could
is
have
huge.
Hockey, the Olympic Games, an MLB expansion team. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, perfect for Utah.
Very exciting. Listeners, we'll keep you updated as we know more on that. Of course, you can get breaking news updates as soon as there's a name chosen. You want to make sure that you get a breaking news alert sent directly to your mobile device. You can sign up for those from KSL simply by texting the word breaking to 57500. You'll get all kinds of very important news alerts sent to your device, including, I'm sure, news about Utah's new hockey team. Adam Gardner, incredible show. Thank you so much for joining us, listeners. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow night for more KSL at Night. Thank you for listening.